This is the 175th Mike Shamari Show. For a year and a half, my guest today was the news director for the Bighorn Radio Network and KODI-AM in Cody, Wyoming. 2 weeks ago today, he retired from that position to become the director of the Buffalo Bill Art Show and Sale. And oh, by the way, he was the voice of John Arbuckle for the Garfield cartoons and Roy Rooster for the U.S. Acres cartoons on Garfield and Friends. Please welcome for the third time to the Mike Shamari Show, as you may hear lawnmowers going in the background because landscapers are here, Tom Hughey.
Good day, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Okay. Oh, please, sit down. Oh, no. No, ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Please. Just joking.
Yeah.
Wait, those are lawnmowers. Never mind. How you doing, man?
I'm good. So, you're retired from radio now.
Well, yeah, for now.
Oh, for now.
Okay, who knows?
Yeah. What led to the decision to take the new job?
Oh, it was a fascinating challenge, and it was something I had a lot of background in. Before I became this news director, I was the communications director for a local museum here in Cody, actually a set of five museums called the Buffalo Bill Historical Center. It's a nonprofit museum. It's a huge complex, 300,000 square feet. That's like 7 acres under one roof. And there are Western museums. There's fine Western art, a firearms museum, Plains Indian Museum, the Buffalo Bill Museum, and then also the Draper Museum of Natural History, okay, that focuses on the Yellowstone region, the Yellowstone ecosystem. We're here in Cody, and Cody is just 50 miles east of Yellowstone National Park.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the world's very first national park, created in 1872. Got a little travelogue here.
Mm-hmm.
On your left, anyway, I worked there for 5.5 years, and there's an annual fundraiser for the benefit of the museum, and it's called the Buffalo Bill Art Show and Sale. And what they do is they put together a weekend, it's actually a 2-day auction, of contemporary Western art, and invite folks with means to come and attend, locals as well as folks from around the country. And they get about 500 people that come in for this art show and sale. The actual art show is on exhibit at the museum for a month before the actual date of the sale, which is like the third weekend in September. And then on a Friday night, everybody gathers, and there's a little cocktail reception, and as everybody gets a lot, as most of the attendees get to see the art for the first time, which is on display, it's on exhibit in an exhibit hall, and then they move into this huge party tent where they are served dinner. And while that's happening, a huge crew of volunteers, we have like 200 volunteers, strip the art from the walls. It's the paintings, watercolors, oil paintings, acrylics, pastels, bronzes, sculptures, all kinds of terrific art, wonderful art, then gets carried outside into this tent, into a staging area, and then as dinner is ending, they begin the auction and sell, anywhere from 100 to 150 pieces of art. This last fall, in their September show, they raised over $1 million. Now, it's in two parts. I said it was 2 days. The second day is what's called a quick draw. Do you know what that is?
I don't think so.
Okay, a quick draw is they ask for volunteer artists, and it takes volunteers because they need to be willing to do this, to actually paint and draw and sculpt in public.
Okay.
They have an hour to an hour and a half to do a piece, and all of the attendees gather around. It's done outside usually, assuming the weather's okay, and people watch these artists. I mean, you just stand right there and watch them create this great, terrific art from scratch. And they, in an hour and a half, complete a piece, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then all of that gets auctioned off before the morning is over. Then it's done with a brunch and a little, you know, little wine and spritzer and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
To kind of make a party atmosphere. But anyway, that's the 2 days, and it's celebrated their 25th anniversary this last September. So I'm taking over the directorship of that. I said I was familiar with this. I served on the committee as a volunteer for 6 years. I was the chairman of it for a couple of years. And just recently, their director left. And this is the person who really manages the show and makes it all happen. They have a great volunteer committee who meet monthly and kind of guide it and make decisions. And then this director, and I have an assistant, then carry out all those orders and get stuff done, get contracts signed, get artists signed for the show, arrange for catering and the the tent and all of the accoutrement, as it were, that goes along with a good presentation for the evening and for the next day. So that's my job. It's basically 11 months and 28 days of preparation for 2 days.
Okay. Well, best of luck with that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's been a great start. Everybody's been very nice, and we're underway.
We're talking with Tom Hughey here on the 175th Mike Shamari Show on Web Radio WCWP. And speaking of 25th anniversary, today is my 25th birthday.
Whoa, happy birthday, Mike.
Thank you, Tom.
Man, oh man, quarter of a century.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, how does it feel?
It hasn't really sunk in yet, but okay. It will.
Yeah, it will, whether you turn 50. Somebody asked me when I turned 50, how does it feel? And I said, considering that a third of my life is over, I'm okay. And if you do the math, you'll see what's really funny about that.
Yeah.
You got to have the right attitude.
Mm-hmm. Well, what else have you been up to since we last spoke in the winter, besides the new job?
Oh, gosh, just keeping on, I guess. My wife and I play in a little band here in Cody, and so we spend time rehearsing that, and it's a little trio. We play acoustic music, folk music, a little bit of bluegrass, a little bit of blues.
Mm-hmm.
Do a lot of nonprofit fundraiser kind of things and volunteering our time and our efforts and play for some retirement homes and that kind of thing. And we did a concert this summer at the Cody City Park. Cody's a town of about 9,000 people up here in the shadow of the Rockies. And they have this beautiful downtown park with a band shell, and the city sponsors weekly concerts during the summer from the first weekend after July 4th to Labor Day, and do a Friday night concert, and it's become a tradition here in the community. So we always look forward to participating in that. We're getting ready for a big holiday open house coming up in a couple of weeks, the weekend of December 2nd on Saturday. The Historical Center. The Historical Center is really the cultural center for the city, for the town. I mean, this is where everyone kind of looks toward. We don't have a college in town. There is a college in a nearby town, Powell, Wyoming, which is about 20 miles east of us, but we don't have that in Cody. And so the Historical Center kind of serves as the cultural center of interest. And they have an annual holiday open house, so they open their doors and all of the five museums to the community and say, come on down, and it's free. And they also invite every conceivable musical group that they can find, and as well as dance troupe and that kind of thing, to perform throughout their museum. They set up three or four different staging areas with sound systems and that kind of thing, and seats, and then people can come and go as they please all day long and hear a really wide variety of music. They see about 5,000 people during the day. You know, for a community this size, that's formidable.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, we're getting ready for that with our trio, and that's become an annual holiday tradition for us, too. It's always great fun. And they have things like Santa Claus, and you get photos of Santa, and they decorate the museum, and it's really quite lovely. And it sort of kicks off the holiday season here in Cody.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Tom Hughey here on the Mike Shamari Show on Web Radio WCWP, and that's for those of you tuning in, and this is the 175th Mike Shamari Show, my 25th birthday. We went over all of this earlier in the interview for those just joining us.
Well, let's do it again.
Oh, boy. We're having fun here. Well, in that last interview we did back in February, well, it aired in February, we recorded it in January, you talked about going out to California to visit Desiree Goyette, and for those that don't know, Desiree was the voice of Nermal in the Garfield cartoons, as well as other incidental characters, and she also co-wrote a few songs for Peanuts and Garfield specials, like Joe Cool. But anyway, how's Desiree doing?
She's doing great, it was terrific to see her. It was a delightful reunion. And we had lunch with her and some other friends, one of whom was a lady named Vicki Scott, who was married to Bob Scott, who was an animator for Garfield for some years ago, many years ago. And I think he's working for Pixar now.
Hmm.
And anyway, Vicki, an old friend, and Bob too, but Bob was working, so he couldn't make it. But it was a great reunion. Desiree's very happy and has kids now and is married to Ed Bogus, who was the composer for all of the Garfield and Friends music, and also for all the Garfield TV specials.
glad to hear she's doing well.
She is.
Well, I really only have one other question on here. Otherwise, you know, I could ask you to,
I'd be glad to tell you my favorite joke.
Okay, sure.
Two guys are walking down the street. They're each walking their dogs. One guy is walking a Doberman Pinscher. The other guy's walking a Mexican Chihuahua. And there's a restaurant across the street, and the fellow with the Doberman says, well, I'm hungry. Let's go have lunch. And his buddy says, well, they won't let us in there. We got dogs. He said, you watch this. Puts on a pair of sunglasses, takes his Doberman across the street, goes into the restaurant. Hostess says, oh, I'm very sorry, sir. We don't allow the dogs. The Board of Health won't allow that. He said, this is my seeing eye dog. Oh, I'm sorry. Here, we'll take you to a table. And so they seat him. So his buddy across the street sees that and sees, okay, I can do that. Puts on his sunglasses, takes the Chihuahua across the street and walks in. And the hostess says, oh, I'm sorry, sir. The Board of Health won't let us let dogs in the restaurant. He said, this is not just a dog. This is my seeing eye dog. And the hostess says, they gave you a Mexican Chihuahua? And he says, they gave me a Chihuahua? That's my favorite joke.
Yeah, it's a good one. And I was holding my laughter back all that time.
Oh, you've probably heard it 30 times.
No, it's a new one on me, but
okay,
still.
Good.
Just visualizing the joke.
A couple of blind guys. No, wait, they're not blind. Okay.
Well, after that joke, we...
gee, look at the time, huh?
No, we have one more question. Thanksgiving. Okay. Thanksgiving is coming up this Thursday. Any plans?
A lot of eating.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to spend it with family.
Okay.
We've got family here in Cody, and we also sometimes bring in some friends together who don't have family and celebrate the holiday with them to kind of be a substitute for them. Because we understand what that's about. A lot of our family, most of our family, isn't here. So we really miss them and wish we could all get together. My wife has the 50-mile radius dream. That is where all of our family lives exactly 50 miles away from us. Okay, that way... they're close enough, they can come to visit regularly, and we can visit them, but they're not so far away that they have to stay overnight.
Well, Tom, it was great to talk to you once again. I wish you all the best with the new job at the Buffalo Bill Art Show and Sale. Right.
In September, if you want to buy some art, come on out.
All right.
Okay. So there's a website, too, buffalobillartshow.com, and you can actually see the kind of paintings and sculptures that we have.
Okay.
Okay.
So go there now, folks.
You bet.
This has been Tom Hughie here on the 175th Mike Shamari Show, and there's more music in 30 seconds.
Happy birthday!